presentation.
Okay, can everyone hear me? Okay. So I'm going to talk today about Display Suites and Drupal 8 and how we managed to combine them. So about me, like you said, I'm Bram Goffings. I'm a Drupal developer at NASCOM. People know me better as Aspalicious on Twitter and Drupal.org. I'm a co-maintainer of Display Suite and also play a mean game of table tennis. So first of all, I'm going to give a quick demo of Display Suite. Many of you probably used Display Suite before, but we just want to show that it is already working in Drupal 8. So I have a front page view of articles, like we have this trick article, and on the bottom we have the Drupalathon article, and they're just styled with the default stylings. So when I go to menu, structure, display suite, I can manage display my article. I go to the teaser view, and at the bottom of my field UI screen, I can choose a layout. So for example, I'm going to choose a two-column layout. I'm going to save it. And then I can drag some fields to the right and some fields to the left. So I'm going to drag body, text, and language to the right. I leave the image on the left. So when we save it, and we go to the home page again, then our article is styled like it used to be. So if you never used Display Suite before, you should use it. If you have use cases like this, where you want to rearrange your fields within your entity, you also could use custom templates, but when you're having a lot of view modes, it could take a while to code all those templates, and this tool makes it easier for you, and it will gain you money if you do it like this. So we're going back to the presentation. Okay, Drupal 8 is new and fancy and fun, but a lot of things has changed. That means we also had to change large parts of our code base when porting Display Suite to Drupal 8. So the first Drupal 8 API we adapted was configuration management, like Svental and Gabor told about yesterday. This is an example of the Display Suite settings that are converted to YAML files now. So they were in a variable get and set before, like in the database, and now we managed to move them to files, and now they are easily exportable. Another example is custom code and block fields made in the UI. They were already exportable in Drupal 7 with the CTools export system. But to uniform the export system, we converted them to YAML files. And we also removed the dependency on CTools, so that's why we couldn't use that anymore. And I don't think CTools exist at Drupal 8 at this stage. And then the last example are the custom classes you can define for regions and fields. Yeah, we did the same for them and put them in YAML files. Gabor will probably kill me now, but we didn't make the configuration schemas yet for two reasons. It's very likely we have to change a lot of our code before Drupal 8 is released. So we had to change the schemas all the time, and yeah. The second thing is I'm a bit lazy, so I didn't want to do that all the time. So we are going to do that, don't worry, but it's not yet done. The second big change that affected us was the shift from PHP templates to Twig. Like every Display Suite layout was broken because it wouldn't render anymore. So we basically need to change every template and look at how it was structured and try to convert to Twig. So let's look at an example. So this is the one call Display Suite layout. It looks like a lot of code for just a one column layout, but the first 10 lines, for example, are just comments. In Drupal 8 and with Twig, it's advised to write down every variable in the comment block, so you know what variables you can use in the template. Then you have those three lines, and those three lines just make sure that the contextual links are rendered on your templates. You can leave those out, but then you just don't have the contextual links on it. And the last three lines are used by the Display Suite Forms module to render the form correctly. So if you want your layout to only be used by view modes, like it's displayed on your in your front end, you can leave those out. But if you want the Display Suite layout to also be useful for forms, like the node add form, node edit form, you have to add those three lines. So the actual template is like three lines of code, and if you look at it, it's quite easy to read. And the teamers say they like it. They like the simplicity of Twig. So yeah, that's it. We also had a script in Drupal 7 to generate Display Suite layouts. So you just had to trust, create layouts, scripts, blah, blah. That isn't completely working yet because it was based on PHP template. It spits PHP template code. And we still have to convert some parts to so that it's capable to render Twig files as well. But we will fix it soon. So that was Twig. Besides CMI and Twig, we were also affected by the choice of Drupal to adopt some Symfony components. Like there was a new routing system, there were controllers, there are request objects and stuff like that. So we convert our hook menu to apply with the new routing system. We converted procedural callbacks to controllers. We converted form callbacks to form classes. We made use of the Symfony request object instead of just playing with the gets and posts variables attributes. But that would take us a few hours to go over those changes. I'm going to skip this in this presentation. If you're interested in routing, controllers, and Symfony, I'd suggest to just look at some codes in Drupal core. Go to a module, look at how hook menu changed, look at the routing files, look at the classes, and it will make sense. You can also look at the Display Suite UI module, because those implementations are pretty straightforward and easy to comprehend. But I'm not going to go in deep detail about them. You have to be cautious if you want to port your own module to Drupal 8 and you start using the routing system. A lot of things will change. It will probably break after a week or two, so you have to keep looking at the issue queue and keep porting it. Because it's not because there is an API freeze that the API is frozen. It sounds silly, but yeah, it's reality. So plugins. So for me, that's the interesting part, because that's the thing that will affect developers the most. Like, I don't know if some of you have wrote custom DS field functions in Drupal 7, but the way they were written in Drupal 7 and Drupal 8 is like completely different. We use plugins now. It's an API that's in Drupal 8, and it's inspired by a CTools plugin. So Display Suite uses plugins for custom fields that are written in codes. So plugins replace the old hook DS fields info, so it's gone. But the hook DS fields info alter still exists, but the parameters it gets is different from Drupal 7. So what is now what is a Display Suite field plugin? Basically is a class that implements the DS field interface, and it's placed in a DS field namespace. If I look around, I see a lot of faces like, "What the fuck does that mean?" So we are going to build an example, and then it should be clear. And if not, then you can talk to me later this today, and I'll try to explain it again and again. So first of all, For each module, you need an info file. Change the bits in Drupal 8. Now it's written in YAML. So it's like ds_example.info.yaml. There are columns now. And the one important thing that you can't forget is there is a type key now. So if you implement a module, you need to add type column module. If you implement a theme, you have to write type column theme. That's very important, else your module won't be picked up by the module system. And it will seem that something is broken, but you just forgot the type. Then we look at the module file itself, like ds_example.module. It's fucking empty. But we can't change that? Seriously? Yes, we can't. Why? Because Drupal 8 still needs a module file to be able to pick your module. So, because everything in Display Suite plugins are classes, we don't need a procedural module file, so we leave it empty, but it has to exist. So you have to add a PHP tag on top, and that's it, and it will work, but you can't, you have to write one. So, the last part we need, we have the info file, we have the empty module file, is the plugin itself. So we are creating a hello plugin. It will be a field that we can drag and drop in the UI that just prints hello. It's extremely complicated. Okay, said that. And you have to place it inside the Drupal module plugin, DS field namespace, like we said before. What does that mean? In Drupal 8, classes are autoloaded by an autoloader. To be able to do that, it uses the namespace to decide where the class is located. I'll give an example. Like, we have to place our class in the Drupal DS example plugin DS field namespace. That means we have our module, like DS example. It has a directory init lib. Inside lib, all the classes are dropped. And starting from lib, you see the namespace. You see Drupal, you see DS example, you see plugin, and then you see DS fields. You have to follow that structure in your directories. There are a lot of directories, yeah, I know, but you should get used to it. So that's how Drupal 8 works. It's not only for DS fields, or almost everything are plugins and entities, yeah? Yes, the underscore example is my module.
What directory is above that?
Above the DS example, I'll try to... I'm going to show you the codes, if it's possible. Where is my Sublime text? Where is my Sublime? Hello. No, I'm going to skip this. Okay. So this is the folder structure in Drupal 8. So you have like Drupal is the main folder. And you have now a core folder. Everything, of course, is dropped in that folder. Then you have like libraries and modules. And modules is the place you have to drop your own custom modules. It's not anymore inside all modules. It's now in there.
Thanks.
And then you have your DS example in here. Okay, we're back. So I created a hello.php class in my DS field directory. So now let's look at the code. So yeah, that looks a little bit messy if you're not used to Drupal 8 code, so we're going to dissect it. The first thing you have to add is the namespace. The namespace, like I said before, is just the place where it's located in your directory structure. So it's like Drupal, DS example, plugin, DS field. The second part you need for plugins are the annotations. And annotations are just like the things you would put in the info hooks. It helps the system to discover your plugins and to know what your plugin will do. For the S fields, you need an ID, like Yeah, just a unique ID across the system. What do you mean by prefix? No, yeah. It's best practice to prefix with a unique name, so you are sure that your plugin will always will not conflict with another plugin. Because if your plugin is loaded first and then someone else comes after it, it's probably going to overwrite your plugin. So you have the ID, then you have the title. That's the for display suite. That's the description that will be displayed on the field UI. And then you have the entity type. That's on what entity the plugin will be placed. So in this case, I'm going to place a hello plugin on the node entity type. There's also a module thingy, but that's going to be removed. We don't need it anymore. It just tells like this plugin is provided by display suites. But core Drupal 8 has now a system to do that itself. So we don't need to edit ourselves anymore. So you only need the ID, the title, and the entity type. And you see that I use two classes in my annotation. I use the DS field class, and I use the translation class. Those are classes written in core. And to be able to use them to say to PHP, hey, this is my class, it has to know where is the class located. And therefore you need the use statements. The use statements are just below the namespaces. And there you say, I use this class in my class, and it's located in that directory. So you put the namespace in there, and then it knows I have to go to Drupal core annotation translation to find the translation class and do whatever I need. Then we make the class. The class name, like hello, has to be the same as the file name. So I made a file name hello.php, so the class has to be named hello. And I extend the DS field base. That's a base class we made, and the base class extends the DS field interface that has to be implemented in order for the DS fields to work. It's advised for developers to always extend the base class because it has some default implementations for the functions. It has some helper functions. We are probably going to add some more helper functions to it. So it's easier to write your own plugins if you extend the base class. And one of the functions in the base class is the... Oh, I forgot something. Because we extend the base class, we have to tell Drupal the base class is located at Drupal DS plugin DS field base. So for most of the plugins, you probably can copy the framework, change some labels to your own module name, and then it will work. So now we have the class and the base class and the interface define that they have to define a render method. And we are now going to overwrite the render method of the base class. The base class just prints nothing, like an empty length string. So I'm going to override it, and I'm just going to return hello. So that's it. You just can copy this piece of example, change some values, and then print whatever you want in the render function, and it will magically work. So I'm going to demo this. Good. Okay. So we are going to extend. I have the example module. So here's the display suite example. By the way, we can search modules in Drupal 8 now. It's pretty awesome. Waiting. So let's go back to the homepage. So we have our thesis. We styled them with display suites. Now we're going to manage the display again. So we are back in the display screen. And hopefully now there will be... Oh, there it is. There will be a hello plugin. So the system fetched the plugin from the class. It puts it in the field UI display. And now we can set it to the left, for example. So it's in the left. And let me save it. We go back to the homepage, there is hello on the screen. And to prove I'm not cheating, I'm going to change the text, like hello Drupalaton. Yeah, live coding is dangerous, so I hope everything works. Oh, there is hello Drupalaton. So it's pretty easy. For people used to displicit functions in Drupal 7, it will be familiar, but you can fetch the node, for example, out of the past fields. And you can... extend this with node ID. So normally, if I'm lucky, yeah, it will print the node ID behind my text. So you can, so with a field entity, you get the entire entity you are working on, and you can fetch like whatever you want from it and use it to display custom things you want. If you want Twitter buttons that link back to the article you're working on, you can use it. You can do some crazy stuff. What's important with this is that in Drupal 8 you can inline edit fields. You can change the title by just hovering. I don't know if I can. No, I can't show it with this. But you can inline edit fields. But because those fields are written in code, you can't inline edit them. It's normal, but your clients have to understand it too. So. Let's go back. So other functional changes is that we moved field templates. That was something of displicit extras that we always used, and we moved it to DS Core. So in most cases, you probably only need DS Core and DS UI if you are building your site. The Ctools integration is gone, so no fancy dynamic fields integration at the moment, but maybe there will some module in Drupal 8 providing the same thing, and then we maybe will provide some integration for it. So are there any questions?
Okay, hello. Does this mean that every time we want to print some dynamic field, custom field, we have to build a plugin for it? It's a little bit like a step backward, because in Drupal 7 it was much faster and easier.
Yeah, but let's see again. I'm going to enable the extras module. Oh, it's enabled. So go to structure. Oh, I'm beeping, I think. To display suite, like fields. There are some things we can do. There's still a code field, there's still a block field. So for example, block field, test, block. I want to apply it to the node fields. I want wouldn't limit it, and I want to say I want to let's see, the search form save. So when I go to home, manage display, to do this test block. Is my test block in it? Oh god, it's not. So Antel, help me. It's another testing, but it's the same. This is also a block that is made in the UI. So we didn't remove the functionality, but we advise if you use PHP code in your field, don't write a DS code field with PHP. We're probably going to remove the PHP functionality from the DS code field because we think it's dirty. If you know how to write PHP code, write a module that implements a field function.
Okay, that's good.
So, any other question? No more questions? Okay, then I'm going to finish my slides. So please test it. It's still a little bit buggy. File a bug report when it fails, but read the disclaimer first. Like, check if there is already a bug open, or ask an IRC if we are working on it at the moment, because sometimes we know something is broken. I'm Asplicious, he is Swental, so you can always find us on Drupal Contribute, Drupal Support, so on and on. So that's it. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for your presentation.